No one's exactly sure what day he was born, but he immigrated to America, went on to teach biochemistry at Boston University School of Medicine, got interviewed in Muppet Magazine, and he, along with two friends, went on to become the three voices that defined modern science fiction. He was a professor, a writer, a candy store clerk, and a curious mind. Today on Sci-Fi Idols, let's talk about Isaac Asimov, shall we? Isaac Ludwig Asimov was born sometime around the end of 1919, or maybe the very beginning of 1920. No one's actually quite certain. But the boy who later became Isaac Asimov chose to celebrate his birthday on January 2nd, and he spent a large portion of his formative years working in his family's candy shop, selling newspapers, cleaning, stocking shelves, including the magazine shelves, which contained those newfangled pulp magazines. And for a boy who loved them, that would have been great, if his father had let him read them. His father wanted Isaac to go on to big things as a doctor or a scientist. It wasn't until Isaac formulated a plan, sat down and convinced his father that the science in science fiction would be good for him, that he relented and let young Isaac delve into the pulp fantasies that fascinated him so. I don't really have a clever hook for this episode, no odd approach to bring to the story, which is, I suppose, fitting in a way for a man who, despite being undeniably unique, was also quite ordinary. Asimov was married twice, lastly to sci-fi writer and medical doctor Janet Jepson. He went to university, he got his doctorate, he worked at the Naval Air Experimental Station at the Philadelphia Naval Yard, he was in the Army, he became a professor and taught biochemistry, he was president of the American Humanist Association. But along with Arthur C. Clarke and Robert Heinlein, he was also the third member of the so-called Big Three, three writers who modernized science fiction, ushering in the more realistic and scientifically based sci-fi of the 20th century, and solidifying the subgenre, often called hard sci-fi. In fact, he won a Hugo Award for this very thing in 1963, adding science to science fiction. Oh, and there's an asteroid named after him, and a crater on Mars, and an elementary school. And, of course, he's the father of the three laws of robotics, as well as being credited for, though he disputed it somewhat, the coining of the word robotics itself. According to Asimov, it was an obvious word, and he didn't think he'd coined it, per se. Asimov wrote an enormous, I mean astounding, number of books, stories, and articles, both fiction and non-fiction. It's a daunting list and of a variety that few can compare it to, but he's most famous for a handful of his science fiction novels. These, as with many things Asimovian, fall into threes: the Foundation series, the Empire or Galactic Empire series, and the Robot series, all of which he eventually tied into one another. He won a staggering 8 Hugo Awards, including that one in 1963, as well as 2 Nebulas and 2 Locus Awards. And did I mention they named a crater on Mars after him? And then there's the Science Fiction Writers of America Grand Master Award and the Science Fiction and Fantasy Hall of Fame. You can see why I haven't included some clever hook. There's just no room in a 7-minute show for that. But I will tell you a humorous story that describes Asimov's renown and fame, as told by Fred Pohl, a lifelong friend, collaborator, and a fellow member of the Queen's Science Fiction League. He calls it the funny story about the early Pohl, and it goes like this.
It was the idea of some of the Doubleday editors to publish a book of the first, and generally the worst, stories ever published by a number of SF writers, including Isaac Asimov and me. As it happened, 2 of Isaac's earliest stories had been collaborations with me, and he wanted to include them in the early Asimov. So, to pay me for my contribution to the work, I received a 5% share of the income from Isaac's book.
Pohl then goes on to relate what he sees as the funny/embarrassing part.
We kept on getting royalties on these books for some time, and in every royalty period, the money from my 5% share of Isaac's royalties was always more than my 100% share of my own.
By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Fred Pohl's blog, thewaythefutureblogs.com, where he talks at length about Asimov and the early days and the QSFL. Pohl and the QSFL will, of course, be the subject of a future show, because Pohl and Asimov have stories. Oh, do they have stories. If you've any doubt of Asimov's Puck-like sense of humor, if you picture him as a crusty professor type, or even if you don't, I encourage you to read his fake journal paper on the endochronic properties of resublimated thiotomoline. Thiotomoline is Asimov's made-up molecule which, among many odd properties, actually starts dissolving before it touches water. After its publication in Astounding Science Fiction, as a joke of course, Asimov says the New York Public Library was inundated by readers who wanted to read more on this amazing bit of science. Ironically and sadly, given Asimov's work as a humanist and a champion for truth, he and his family were forced by social pressures to keep secret aspects of his failing health. Asimov had heart issues and in 1983 had triple bypass heart surgery. Heart and kidney failure would eventually end his life, but unbeknownst to the public and still largely unreported is that as a consequence of a blood transfusion during that bypass surgery, Asimov was infected with the HIV virus, which contributed to his decline. His doctors told him that it was best to keep this all secret as, they assured him, the public would paint him unfairly. So, against their initial desire for transparency, they kept it to themselves. Janet would later explain this all in the epilogue to Asimov's autobiography, It's Been a Good Life. Isaac Asimov left the world on April 6, 1992, so it's fitting that the 2012 Congress, when resolving to make the second week in April National Robotics Week, saw fit to recognize the life and mark the passing of Dr. Asimov. The resolution reads, in part, whereas the second week in April each year is designated as National Robotics Week, recognizing the accomplishments of Isaac Asimov, who immigrated to America, taught science, wrote science books for children and adults, first used the term robotics, developed the three laws of robotics, and died in April 1992. Dr. Isaac Ludwig Asimov, professor, writer, namesake of asteroids, craters, and an elementary school, a true sci-fi idol, and one of my favorite human beings. This has been Sci-Fi Idols with your host Maggie McPhee. You can find us online at scifiidols.com. Music provided by Kevin MacLeod.